The chief medical officer of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Deborah Howery, says teen girls fared worse than boys across nearly all measures of mental health.
America's teen girls are engulfed in a growing wave of sadness, violence, and trauma. Over the past decade, teens, especially girls, have experienced dramatic increases in experiences of violence and poor mental health and suicide risk.
More than 17,000 U.S. high school students were surveyed in class in the fall of 2021. Kathleen Ethier, director of CDC's Adolescent and School Health Division, said that in 30 years of collecting similar data, officials had never seen this kind of devastating, consistent findings.
The levels of poor mental health and suicidal thoughts and behaviors reported by teenage girls are now higher than we have ever seen. In 2021, nearly 3 in 5 teen girls reported depressive symptoms. 3 in 10 seriously considered attempting suicide. And more than 1 in 10 girls attempted suicide in 2021.
Ethier says sexual violence against teen girls also took a disturbing leap.
In 2021, 1 in 5 girls recently experienced sexual violence. This is up 20% since 2017. 14% of teen girls had been physically forced to have sex when they did not want to.
The CDC said that feelings of persistent sadness and hopelessness affected more than 1/3 of kids of all races and ethnicities and increased over previous years. Almost half of LGBTQ students said they had seriously considered a suicide attempt. Ethier said they suffered bullying online and at school.
Almost 1/3 of LGBTQ plus students were bullied online. Almost 1/4 were bullied at school. And more than 1 in 10 did not go to school because of safety concerns. Tragically, almost half seriously considered suicide, and nearly 1 in 4 attempted suicide.
The results echo previous surveys and reports, and many of the trends began before the pandemic, but isolation, online schooling, and increased reliance on social media during the pandemic made things worse for many kids. The CDC said that school programs can offer teens a vital lifeline in the growing waves of trauma. School districts around the country have used federal pandemic money to hire more mental health specialists if they can find them, but say they're stretched thin and that students who need expert care outside of school often can't get it because therapists are overburdened and have long wait lists. The Suicide and Mental Health Crisis Hotline number is 988 to speak voice to voice or by text. Online chat is available at 988lifeline.org. I'm Eileen Alfandary for KPFA.